Have you ever had three wishes? Three coins at the fountain? Three desires from the genie of life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What three wishes would you make? If you had the opportunity to have three wonderful wishes, what three wonderful wishes would you make? Now, you say, well, the wise person would say, I would first wish that I had all the wishes that I would ever want. And, of course, that's the intelligent way to go about it. But your wishes are not quite like that. Your wishes are more, so to speak, human. Now, if you had three wishes to make, would you wish for health? Would you wish for wealth? Would you wish for spiritual illumination? Well, you know, health and wealth are a little more out there on the open. They're there, the kind of things that, you know, you see and enjoy right now. I'd just love to have the wealth and go to do all these things. I'd love to have the health to be in a perfect body in my youthful, dynamic, alive body, you know. And, wow, yeah. And if you were living in your spiritually illumined body, your spiritually illumined mind, your spiritually illumined experience, what in the devil's name do you think that's all about? Well, don't get so tough about it. Don't get so tough about it. My goodness sakes. Yeah, fight me. Go ahead. We want wealth and we want health. We want the things that the human world brings because we're living in the human world. And we want that without any question about it. A man who is dying would give his wealth for life eternal. He would give his wealth for health. A man who is very healthy and has no money, he thinks, wow, I'd work harder. I would press my body to the limits to have more wealth. And he gets it. He goes to all of these wonderful events, the entrepreneur programs, and learning how to be wealthy and how to make wealth and keep wealth and do things like that and be happy. He learns how to do all these things, and then his mother dies of a cancer that he hasn't been able to take care of, and yet he has all the money in the world, and he had been investing his money in this. Now, what if you were a guru? What if you were a master? And you had the ability as a guru or a master to speak your word for yourself and your world, that everyone in your world is whole and perfect. Everyone in your world is wealthy. Everyone in your world has spiritual illumination. If whatever you choose to speak your word for. Do you think that a guru, do you think that a wise man, do you think that a noble philosopher who is really deeply into philosophy would ever spend his time saying, my family are whole and perfect, my body is whole and perfect, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am surrounded by beautiful. Do you think any of them would ever say those things? They'd be, so to speak, wasting their time, because those are recyclable things. They have to be done over and over and over again. And they have to be said over and over and over again, over and over and over again, because there are always moderations to it. There are always ways that it could be improved, always ways that it could be enlarged upon. Now, the guru, the wise man, people do not come to him with human questions. because he has no human answers. People do not come to him for healing because he does not know healing. People do not come to him for wisdom, for he does not know the impoverishment of lack of wisdom. He only knows divine illumination. He only knows that he is divinely illumined, and he lives in that illumination, and there's no comparison to anybody else. He doesn't compare himself to someone else, some other person's illumination. There is only one illumination, and that's divine illumination. And he creates in his world every person who comes to him seeking out guidance, seeking out guidance on being their illumined self, being spiritually illumined. And he is the epitome of being spiritually illumined. He lives from morning to dusk and all through the night. He lives around the clock 24/7 in being spiritually illumined. And anyone who comes to talk with this guru, this master, this one who is spiritually illumined himself, they come because they want to be in the presence of their self. They don't want to be spiritually illumined, because if they wanted it, they wouldn't go to him, because they would not recognize that he is spiritually illumined. They would go to people who do things that they think are good, like the wealthy, the healthy, the happy, the hearty, the humanly noble beings. And they would say, I would like to be a noble human being. And so they are. People who go into the presence of the illumined, spiritually illumined beings, the spiritually illumined noble ones, if you will call them that, are themselves already spiritually illumined, and they are merely associating with their own like, with their own ilk, because that's who they are. They are spiritually illumined, and they associate with spiritually illumined people. If you ever can catch a falling star, you can be sure that that falling star is all of the brilliance that you are, because you could not even see the star if you were not brilliant also. If we were spiritually illumined, each one of us, and we are, but we're not aware of it, if we were aware that we were spiritually illumined, we would not go after money, because we would just speak our word for every experience that we have in our life, and it would be done. We would not go after health for ourselves or for anyone else in our world, because this being spiritually illumined, it would already be done. We would not go after relationships. We would not go after peace on earth. We would not go after anything like that, for in our spiritually illumined being, it's already done. If we could train ourselves somehow to recognize that being spiritually illumined is really something that we want to be aware of. Being spiritually illumined is something that if we could spend 24/7 on, it'd be the greatest thing that we could ever do for ourselves, the greatest blessing. If we could say, I am spiritually illumined, I am spiritually illumined, I am spiritually illumined, 24/7, every moment of our life, every instant, I am spiritually illumined, I am spiritually illumined, I am spiritually illumined, we would find that we would be spiritually illumined, because we're merely helping ourselves to be aware of what we already are. Are you divine? You have to admit yes. Are you good? You have to admit yes. Are you the allness of the universe? You have to admit yes. Are you the most wonderful thing that ever happened on the face of the earth? You have to admit yes. I am a spiritually illumined being. I am spiritually illumined. I am spiritually illumined. You say, well, now, saying that one phrase, that's not going to do it. And I say to you, saying that one phrase, without doubt, without hesitation, without judgment, and without any opinion, is so. When you say to your beloved, I love you, you have no doubt, you have no limitation. You don't have to explain to your beloved that you love them. Your every emotion, your every feeling, your every attitude, your every action makes you the living picture of I love you. And your beloved will know without the slightest doubt how much you love them, how completely you love them, because you live it in your way of showing yourself. You live it in the way you speak, in the way you look, in the way you think. And they know how you think. They know how you feel. They know how you speak. They know really who you are. And it's so wonderful. Now, your divine self knows that it is illumined right now. Your divine self knows that. Your divine self knows that you are good and very good. But your human self has gotten into the way and said, hey, I'm the important one here. I'm the one that you've got to prove, that you've got to work with. You've got to show me how much you love me. You've got to show me how much you really care. And this is what you do when you say, I am spiritually illumined. You're not talking to your human self. You're not proving anything to your human self. You're not proving anything to your divine self. You're merely putting yourself on track. You're merely putting yourself in the right program to accomplish the awareness that you want to accomplish. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. You say that because you want to prove to yourself that you like yourself. You want to have the only thought about yourself is that you like yourself above all other thoughts in the universe. I like me. And as you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, you become that awareness of I like me. As you say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, you become that awareness. Now, as you say, I am spiritually illumined, there is no ulterior motive of liking yourself or being healed or having wealth or other experiences. Being spiritually illumined is merely the allness, which is so inconceivable, the allness of which I am. I am spiritually illumined. And as I say, I am spiritually illumined, I experience being spiritually illumined. As I say, I am spiritually illumined, my inner self, my spiritually illumined self, which is spiritually illumined, obviously, it just looks at my human self that is saying, I am spiritually illumined. And it says, oh, you want to play my game, huh? Okay. And it's getting the message. And little by little, all of those human foibles that have come up and said, no, you are not spiritually illumined. No, you are not spiritually illumined. No, you're not spiritually illumined. They all fade away. And you fall in love with yourself. I am spiritually illumined, I'm spiritually illumined, I'm spiritually illumined. And as you fall in love with being spiritually illumined is all that you know. It's all that you are. It's all that you could ever conceive of in the entire vastness of the allness. And as you do this, the vastness of the allness, which game you are trying to play as a human being, ceases to have relevance for us. And as I say, I'm spiritually illumined. The only thing that has relevance for me is what I am now, what I am in my heart right now, what I'm thinking right now, what I'm living right now. I am spiritually illumined, I am spiritually illumined, I am spiritually illumined. I say that and say that and say that and say that, and I inculcate that into my mind, into my brain, into my thought system. Every cell of my body radiates, I am divine. I am illumined. I am spiritually illumined. I am divinely illumined. I am humanly illumined. I am spiritually illumined. And all those things that are relative and that would have me give attention to it flow away and have nothing more to do. They just are not there any longer. All they are is being myself and having fun. I am spiritually illumined. I am spiritually illumined. I am spiritually illumined. I say that again and again and again. I no longer tire of saying I am independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, because my brain understands that, and it says, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not, and it just fights me. It just fights me. I'm whole and perfect. And your brain says, oh, you're kidding yourself. Look at your body. Look at your world. Ha, whole and perfect. Laugh, laugh, laugh. And you say, your inner self says, ha, you think you're playing that. But when you say, I am spiritually illumined, you have nothing to compare it with. There is nothing that you can say that it is like. You cannot conceive of spiritual illumination, and that's how wonderful it is. For that which we cannot conceive of, we can be. For that which we cannot conceive of, we are. I say to myself, I am spiritually illumined, 100 million zillion times. I say to myself, I am spiritually illumined. I'm spiritually illumined. I'm spiritually illumined. I say it again and again and again. And there's nothing in me, in my physical human self, that fights when I say I'm spiritually illumined, because it doesn't understand spiritually illumined. The awareness of being spiritually illumined hasn't even dawned on the human consciousness. And the human consciousness cannot fight something that it's not aware of. It cannot fight something it cannot conceive. It cannot fight something which it doesn't believe of in the first place. But when you say, I am spiritually illumined, you're saying to yourself that all that matters in this world is my divine self, my absolute self, my total self. I am spiritually illumined. I am spiritually illumined. Whether I am thinking happy thoughts, having desires for happy things, or whatever I'm doing, I am spiritually illumined. And I am spiritually illumined. And with this spiritual illumination comes a bliss that I cannot describe. It comes a presence that I cannot describe. It comes a oneness that escapes my vocabulary. But to say I am spiritually illumined opens my heart to a dignity, to a purity, to a lovingness that is just my personal gift from self to self. And I give that gift now to myself by saying 24/7, I'm spiritually illumined, 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 and so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.